very much. Thank you, everybody. Welcome. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Big win in the home opener. Do you think it deserves an ode?
Yeah!
I'm glad you said that, because we have one. It's called Ode to the Opener. The home is understood. By Larry McCarron. 21-3, second quarter, 10:38 to play. The Jets are flying high. It's not the Packers' day. Touchdown throws to Randall. The big one to Jordy. A one-play drive worth 2 times 40. So the next time you think there is no hope, take a look in the mirror. Don't be that dope. Thank you. Thank you. It's all right. I know. Thank you. Hey, we're excited tonight. Joining us is the brilliant Lion football team. Thanks for coming, fellas. I don't know how excited we are, but also joining us, third and short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is rough and tough and hard to bluff, and when he spits on the sidewalk, it cracks. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Corey Lindsley.
Doing well, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. As a rookie, first time on the show.
Excited.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
First. Well, we've only had one first-time guest, first-time viewer. That's pretty special, isn't it? You know, after yesterday's game, I was in the locker room, and I saw Corey, and I went up to him, and I said, that one ended a whole lot better than it started. And I was referring to the very first offensive play. There was a fumble on the exchange, and it's kind of like part of the job description that if you're the center in one of those deals, that you're going to get blamed. Isn't that always the case, Corey, kind of a job hazard?
Yeah, it's unfortunate with the position that we play, but, you know, you take it and roll with it, and then don't let it distract you too much.
All right, Corey, we mentioned the 21-3 deficit. But I thought one of the real turning points in the game, late in the first half, Tremont Williams makes that interception. And then somehow, some way, you guys go 97 yards in 10 plays in next to no time. How did you feel about that drive? Did that kind of say it, hey, we're back in this thing, we're ready to roll now?
Yeah, I mean, it was just anytime you get a big play like that, anytime somebody pick, a fumble, whatever you want to say. Anytime you get momentum builder like that, you got to take it and run with it. And it shows the level of just our potential on offense is that when we're clicking at 97 yards and 10 plays is another day at the office for us. And I thought we did a heck of a job that drive. I didn't even realize we went that far. I was just going, and I didn't even. And that's a testament too to our preparation and everything that. We can do that and still be able to be fresh on the 10th play of that drive because we put so much time and preparation into the no huddle and into our offense.
Second half, I used to be part, when I was a Packer, like before you were born, I was part of a big play offense. Isn't it nice to go 80 yards on one play, to have that capacity?
Absolutely. I saw that happen. When I saw the catch and saw him just take off, and it looked like he was jogging at the end of the run while the cornerback was still running his butt off. But it was amazing, and it just plays like that just give you – you got to snowball that.
Now my favorite part. Let's talk about playing center. Now kind of at the root of your guys' running game is what I would call combo blocks, where you work together, secure the line of scrimmage, then work off to the second level. Could you talk about that a little bit? You and T.J. Lang were working right there.
Yeah, you know, it's the one of the big emphasis in combo blocks is that we got to keep our shoulders and our butts tight and come off at the same time. And right here, a big emphasis that Coach Campen puts on us every day is that when you get an opportunity, when T.J. has a guy like that locked up and you see that hip exposed, he wants you to come and just knock the crap out of that hip and then go right up to that linebacker. And that's we executed that pretty well on that play.
Court. Corey, kind of the acid test for centers at the NFL level is being able to execute the reach block where the guy is lined up a little closer to the play than you are and you have to snap the ball before you block him. And it seems like that comes quite naturally to you.
Yeah, you know, I've done that a lot. I did it a lot in high school, did it a lot in college. You know, I got to get better at it in some aspects of it. I got to keep my pads down a little lower. Got to work on a few of the minuscule things that are just important at this level because, you know, everybody's good. But regardless, I think that I do a pretty good job at that, and I'm excited to just keep getting better at it every week.
Corey, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Corey, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. Corey, why don't you show us where you're at? I think we have a pretty good clue, but just for fun, you can draw on this thing. Go ahead.
Nice.
It costs a lot of money, so draw
right
all you want. Okay, there's Corey, okay? And this is going to be one of those combo blocks you're working with Josh. Okay, let's start the tape, okay? And tell us what's going on. Okay, now that's the part where you're kind of securing the line of scrimmage, right?
Yep, absolutely. So right here, we're working up to, obviously, this backer that Josh comes off into. One of the start of the play, one of the things that I'm trying to do when I take that settle step with my right foot right here, I'm trying to get our timing perfectly. And as you see, it's not perfect, but I set it up perfect for Josh to come in and get a good knock on that guy. And that enables me to take that guy to the ground and Josh to get off on that linebacker.
Okay, you gave away the exciting conclusion.
Sorry.
Okay, hold it up right here. Okay, so Josh leaves you. Okay, you're all by your lonesome right now. So, folks in right here, and keep in mind, the dude Corey is working against is 6'4", 350, and he's not a slug. I mean, he can play. You should have seen him against the Raiders a week ago. He's not feeling so good today, but a week ago he was. But, Corey, talk about it. Drive, huh?
You know, I feel that push from Josh, and I got to take it and run with it. And as our line coach talks about, chase my hands with my feet.
Yes. Okay. That's pretty cool. Claire is my secret lady behind the curtain. Claire, let's roll it back. We got to look at that one more time, just for grins. Corey, when you guys watched the tape today, did you kind of like that?
Yeah, I felt pretty good about that.
How about your coach, Coach James Campen? Did he kind of like that?
Oh, loved it. He said, great finish. That's what we need out of guys.
Look at that, 6'4", 350 in the dirt. All right, coming up, another exciting edition of Earn Your Autograph starring Cody.
Yeah!
Third and short. Welcome back. Time to play. Earn your autograph. And our guest player is Cody, and you play for Brilliant.
Yep.
You excited, Cody?
Yeah, I'm really excited, actually. I was kind of nervous.
Okay. Understandably so. What position you play?
Split end.
And what's your record?
0-2.
Okay, I think it's week 4. Brilliant must have had a couple bye weeks in there.
conference games anyways.
Okay, fair enough. But you guys are ready to do better. After this, you'll be inspired to do better?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, wonderful. And, Corey, we've got a question for you.
Cody, are you ready to rumble?
Cody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Cody, if you can learn the football skill Corey is about to instruct and coach you on, you will earn his autograph. How is that? Way cool or what?
That's awesome.
Okay, Corey, what are we going to learn?
We're going to learn how to shotgun snap the football.
All right.
All right. All you got to do is you're going to line the ball up, split it between your feet. You want to lock that wrist when you're coming back. And just whenever I say hut, lock that wrist, toss it back to me, and take a step. That's all you got to do.
Okay, wonderful. Should I bust him in the chops, Corey, just so it's realistic?
Yeah, let's learn that reach block right now. We'll teach him that, too.
Okay.
All righty. Set up. There you go.
All right.
Good to me. Good job, man.
Cody, you ever thought about playing center?
No, actually. Maybe after this, yes.
Well, you did very well. Tell you what, did he earn your autograph, Corey?
Absolutely.
Okay, while Cody is getting Corey's autograph, that's a mouthful, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Corey Linsley. Stay with us, please. My cat's food depends on it. Back with Corey Linsley. Corey, as we could see from the video we watched, you are one strong dude. And first of all, I want to ask you, like, what's your all-time max on the bench press?
It's 500 pounds.
Folks, if I was that strong, I would have been good. What's interesting, though, Corey, there are weight room guys that are strong, but they don't play strong. You play strong. I kind of classify it as country strength. You're just a strong guy. Like when you were a little kid, were you like the strongest kid in school? I mean, were you that kind of guy even before you started weight training?
No, I wasn't. My high school coach, DJ Ogilvie, coaches down in Florida now. He really put a premium in high school on strength training. And I mean, every day we were in the weight room doing something when I was a freshman in high school. So that's where I really got everything from. And I didn't start getting country strong. You know, I'm not from the country at all. I'm from the suburbs of Youngstown. But I've just had a knack for strength training.
Corey, when you were first drafted, I remember during one of the interviews, you mentioned that you were like a big Brett Favre fan.
Yeah.
Now, how does a kid in the suburbs of Youngstown, Ohio, become a big Brett Favre fan?
The Browns weren't around for a good 3 or 4 years, or maybe even longer than that. So, and I wasn't going to be a Steelers fan just because I really didn't like the Steelers at all. But I was Brett Favre for Halloween one year. I saw how he played. He always brought, it seemed like, magic to the field every time he was on it. So I just grew to like him as a player and dressed up for him as Halloween when I was a little kid and everything. But, yeah, that's how I became a Green Bay Packer fan.
Now, in the Packers press guide, they have a little section for each player called personal, okay? And as preparation for the show, I kind of looked at Corey Linsley. And in their favorite TV shows, I found something very interesting, SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't know beans about SpongeBob, but that struck me as a little different. What's the story there?
I love SpongeBob. I still remember the very first SpongeBob episode was after it was either the 1999 or 2000 Nick, like, Kids TV Show Awards or something. And I remember watching it. I vividly remember watching it in my house. And I loved it. Fell in love with it. It's hilarious. It's got adult humor in it, too. Like stuff that parents would find funny, too. So my dad and my mom always loved watching it because they'd get stuff that, you know, I didn't get. But but it was hilarious. I still, to this day, I got SpongeBob downloaded on my iPad. I love it.
All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Corey from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away, please.
Thank you. Third and short never sounded better. Corey Linsley, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Tyler.
Tyler. Showing off the pipes tonight, huh, buddy?
A little bit.
What position you play?
Quarterback.
Bet you play it well. Okay, Tyler, what's your question for Corey?
Being a rookie starter, what's the biggest adjustment from college to the pros?
The biggest adjustment was definitely the speed of the game, but more so than anything, it was the mental speed of the game. Because you got to think that everybody on the field is prepared so much, and they're a step faster to begin with. So when you put that much effort into preparation, and, you know, it's a job now. There's no class, you know, from college. So just the mental speed of the game, you have to know what's the front is. Speaking from an offensive line perspective, what the front is before you walk up to the ball. So definitely the mental speed.
All right. And what's your name, young lady?
Allie.
And Allie, what's your question?
What's your favorite thing about playing football?
Favorite thing about playing football? There's a lot of stuff. But I love just the game day atmosphere and the toughness and the grit and everything about it. It's a heck of a sport to play. Thanks, Allie.
Thank you, Allie. Come on up. And your name?
My name's Heather.
And your question?
What defense are you looking forward to playing the most this year?
I don't know. I just know we play the Lions next week. But there's no slouches in the NFL, so we got to prepare every week.
Thank you, Corey, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what is your favorite question? Excuse me, Frankie.
What's that?
And what does that lucky questioner receive?
I was going to tell you that right after this. The kid was cute, but number one, Tyler Lemke, he had a great question about being a rookie, and they win a duct tape with a Green Bay Packer logo on it.
Of course, nobody goes away empty-handed on Packers Live. What do the other questioners receive as a consolation prize?
These Packer reflective cups that we couldn't get rid of last week.
Thank you, Frankie. Coming up, some final stuff. Don't go away. Maybe over here. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, everybody. Woo! We are back with Corey Linsley. Corey, this week you got to go over to Detroit and play them Lions, which means you're going to be going nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes with Ndamukong Suh at some point. Yeah. Is that kind of cool? Because I'm sure you've heard of him.
Yeah, I have, in fact. It is kind of cool. It's a amazing opportunity. I mean, you know, you got to think that kids all across the country would just love to just get one block against Ndamukong Suh. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to play a whole game against him. And, you know, a guy like that deserves respect that, you know, he's done a lot in the league. And he is a heck of a player. But, you know, we're looking to get after the Lions and pull out a win.
Corey, thanks for being here. Go get him.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care. Good crowd. Good job.